Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yeah, honey. The other day I got a survey thing and it said it was from CVS, and I know it's not now, but I bought something I thought that was supposed to be $4.95, and right after that it said $39.85, and now I wish to cancel this and I don't want that order. I don't know what to do.
All right, what's your zip code?
64119.
First and last name.
Kendra, Kendra. Carl, Carle.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
8161 North Drury Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64119.
Thank you. So I have an account put up here showing for a contest entry. And then it switches over to a meal planning app. Will basically just say if you want to go online to create calories or do recipes, that's basically what it's for.
No, I didn't know any of that. It was $4.95, and what I thought I was buying was a special deal of $90 off for doing the survey of a Dyson vacuum cleaner. So no, I don't. I want it off my credit card, and I don't even have time to do anything like that at all. I've got two senior parents I'm taking care of, and I'm on disability myself.
Okay, so we can bring the rate down to $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that promotion?
No, honey, I can't do anything like that. I
Okay.
live on $800 a month, and my car insurance is 150, and you know how that goes.
Oh, got that right. Don't even mention.
Yeah. I mean, it's with all this stuff that's been going on, everything. So I honestly did not know I was signing up to anything. It's very deceiving. It says take this. I thought it was from CVS, and I have a very good relationship with them. And so it says you have been chosen. And so I guess I'm going to go through and block those emails or unsubscribe because, it says take this survey, and then it offers you like CBD oil or this or this or this. Well, I picked a vacuum, and it said you pay the shipping only $4.95, and then all of a sudden it says $39.85. So yeah, no, I don't want any.
All right, check your email for me. You should get a verification showing that it has been
Hold
canceled for you.
on. Where are you at in the country?
Alabama.
Alabama. I like Southern accents. Alabama, I'm thinking. I was born in Charleston, South Carolina, and then I lived in Dallas, and I love people from the South. Okay, let's see here. Email. What's the weather like down there? Is it hot?
Oh, yeah, definitely hot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, let's see here. Which one, honey? I'm trying to think of which email you guys have. Should be Kendra in Vegas at
Yes.
yahoo.com.
Yes, that's the one we
Huh.
have, yes.
Nothing yet. Let me refresh it. Nope, don't have anything yet. 8 minutes is the last one I've got.
Yeah, it's canceled. Usually it sends right then as soon as we cancel it. The customers usually
Wonderful.
get it.
Well, I guess I can refresh it again. I'll go to my other email, and then I'll go back to that email. Nope.
Well, you can write the number down. Yeah, like I say, usually it generates like right then, but I guess
Yeah.
everybody's phone is different.
Okay, honey. So, okay, what do you want me to write down, like a confirmation number or something?
Yeah, the cancellation.
Okay. And then that'll refund back to my card, correct?
Yeah, it looks like they offer up to a 75% refund off.
No, hey, because I don't even know what it is. I thought I was buying a vacuum cleaner, which I should have known is too good to be true, right? Because my mom's 83 and still trying to wash the floor.
She says, yeah. Still trying to wash the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, it's old school. We get down on our hands and knees and wash the floor. And I'm like, Mom, you can't do that anymore. You know, so she sits on a little chair. And I thought, oh, well, you know, I never fall for any of these. And I thought, oh, well, you know, it's blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, I can risk $4.95. Okay. Okay, I'm ready to write what you need me to write.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Yeah.
The number is going to be 919.
Uh-huh.
281.
281.
155.
155. And that just is a cancellation number that your the return, the charge that was on my card. Because I did call my credit card company to have them send it in as fraud, but they said if I saw a number on my account to call you guys first, and that's what I'm doing.
Yes, as long as you didn't file it under Friday, I will get it refunded for you. Give me one.
No, I haven't yet. He told me I had to call back when it was pending, and he told me I had to call back when it was posted, and it's posted now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
okay,
then we'll go ahead
honey.
And get it refunded for you. Just give it 35 days.
Okay, yeah. I still don't see any email. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Let's see. And you have Kendra, K-E-N-D-R-A-I-N, Vegas, at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
That's weird. Okay, honey. Okay, well, you have a good rest of the week and weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great week as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All Bye-bye. Right, thank you. Goodbye.
Come on. You can't get on all my stuff. What are you going to learn? Huh? You just tumbled all over my things. Buddy, that ain't nice. Hey. Stop. Here. Seven 11.